Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today, we are before a federal court of appeals regarding our lawsuit on behalf of a church in Maine against these draconian restrictions on houses of worship. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is a case called Calvary Chapel. It's located in Bangor, Maine. It's against Governor Janet Mills, the governor of Maine. And this governor issued these orders and ultimately banned all worship, which included parking lot worship. So when we filed the lawsuit, Holly, there was no in-person worship. There was no parking lot worship allowed, only online teaching, really. But no in-person, parking lot or otherwise, was allowed. And we filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of the pastor, a pastor that I've known for many, many years, Pastor Ken Graves, a very solid pastor. I love this pastor.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He is solid and awesome in every way. He loves the Lord. And he is our pastor of this church, Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine. So we filed the lawsuit. It is still ongoing. And today is the hearing at the Court of Appeals before a three-judge panel. So continue to pray for the results of this case. There won't be any decision today, but they ultimately will make some decision as to which way they're going and ultimately issue a written opinion that will come thereafter sometime within the next few weeks, perhaps, or very soon.
So let's talk about the irony for a minute about Governor Mills and her unconstitutional ordinances. What she considers essential, okay? Liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries, warehouse clubs, big box and super center stores. People can gather, any number of people can gather in those type of establishments without threat of criminal sanctions, but not even an outdoor worship service.
Including abortion clinics. Don't forget, you know, they think that these are essential. Every one of these governors that have the worst restrictions on churches, they have put abortion clinics, abortion centers, in the essential category. At the same time, unbelievable. You can kill your child. Mm-hmm. You can brutally mutilate it. Throw it in the trash, in an incinerator. But you can't go in many of these places to get heart surgery, cancer surgery, prostate cancer surgery, cancer treatment. All of those were put in this non-essential elective surgery category.
You can go buy marijuana.
You can go buy marijuana. You can go to these big box centers and the super centers. And frankly, some of these big box centers, and I'm talking about the big stores, like Walmart, Kmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, those kinds of stores. And there are different ones around the country with different names. But you know what I mean, the kind of large stores, including grocery stores, obviously. You could go there. And frankly, the parking lots, even if you drove by them Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on a Sunday, the parking lots of these particular stores were always packed.
Yeah.
Always packed. It looked like an early opening time during the highest rush of the Christmas shopping season.
Absolutely.
Day after day after day, 7 days a week.
But you know, I love what our pastor said. He said, it is a language chosen by our governor's orders that reveals the Christian church is in fact being targeted and discriminated against. Our state government has told the church that it is non-essential. I disagree in the strongest terms. We are among the most essential things that must remain open. Wiser governments in the past actually looked to the churches to gather and pray and to pool their resources in times of crisis. The government has told the church that it is irrelevant and that it offers nothing. I reject that. We are not irrelevant, and we have more to offer than our government apparently realizes.
Yeah, that is very good.
Powerful.
He continues to go on. The government wrongly presumes to have the authority to violate our constitutionally guaranteed and God-given rights to freedom of religion and peaceful assembly.
Amen.
That's from Pastor Ken Graves.
He gets it.
he does get it. And, you know, I've had the privilege of speaking many times. That's how I met him, at various pastor events around the country. And I always love hearing him. He is always a solid person. And, you know, God prepared him for this moment to stand up, and he is standing up. Now, in his particular situation, he has not faced, although he could, but he hasn't faced the fines and the jail threats that some of our other pastors have faced. Now, why is that? Because the local law enforcement said, I'm not enforcing these unconstitutional orders. And, you know, we see that happening with a number of law enforcement around the country that say, you know what? Sheriffs, for example, they are constitutional officers. Mm-hmm. They take an oath, like the governor does, to defend the Constitution of the state in which they are residing and the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
So they've actually read the Constitution and know what it says,
and they,
unlike some of these governors.
Yeah, and they are independently elected.
Uh-huh.
They are not under the mayor, these sheriffs, for example. They're not under the mayor. They are independent constitutional officers. And historically, what we've seen from these sheriffs over time, in terms of the development of sheriffs and how sheriffs became a part of our American heritage, is the history of sheriffs going back to the very beginning of our founding and even before. And you remember some of these stories, or maybe Western shows where somebody might come into the area, a federal officer, and the sheriff, you know, is saying, you know, this is my jurisdiction. Well, they have a point there. So what's happened is, in some of these places, the sheriffs have said, you know, I took an oath to defend the Constitution. I did not take an oath to defend the governor, especially when the governor doesn't abide by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And my reading of the Constitution is there's a bright line between the church and the state, which the state cannot cross. It's a line that says that the governor, the state, has no authority to stop somebody from going to church. I mean, we rebelled against that kind of authority from the state. When we came to this country, our ancestors, those that go back to the founding of the history of this country, they rebelled against that kind of system where the government was taking control of the church and micromanaging the church and telling people what to do and telling them how to worship and whether they can worship and where they could worship. And we said, no, enough's enough. We have a God-given right, as Pastor Ken Graves says, to be able to worship God according to the dictates of our conscience.
Right. The state does not have authority to control the church.
No. And you see what's happening here, Governor Mills, as you listed all these things, you can jam the parking lots of the super centers, the big box centers, the abortion clinics, the liquor stores, the marijuana dispensaries, the warehouse clubs, all these. You can jam the parking lot. You can jam the inside. You can buy essential things such as potted plants, picture frames, and garden hoses. And I'm being facetious there, but, you know, that's what they would consider essential.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all that. But in Maine, you couldn't go to the church parking lot. You couldn't go in person. By the way, after we filed the lawsuit, this is something also interesting. The governor said, well, there's a time coming where I will allow some worship to happen, 10 people.
She will allow.
Okay. I'll allow it. And then maybe we'll get to 50. But there's a requirement that you have to apply and get permission to open, and you have to have a badge that you would put on the outside of the building to signify that you are approved to operate.
That sounds pretty Nazi to me.
Yeah, and that included churches. That
wow.
was businesses, but it also included churches. If you wanted to, at some point in time, operate, you had to apply for approval. All the check marks had to be in the right spot. Then you'd get this badge of authorization to operate. And if you didn't, and you had people there, you ultimately would be targeted.
I think she needs to read that Constitution. What do you think?
Now, yeah, you know, and you know, what's happened here is they're trying to say, oh, well, we don't have that now. And it's all only voluntary now. Well, they only did that after we filed suit.
Mm-hmm.
They constantly kind of move around the target. because they get persecuted in one area, they run to another. You know, we don't have that now, but they want to go back to it. So keep us in prayer, because today is the argument. We'll have a ruling sometime in the near future. It is Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine versus Governor Janet Mills. You can learn more about Liberty Counsel and our many cases at lc.org, lc.org. Sign up for our emails right there under the subscribe button. And you can also support this and other cases right there at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.